Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Ow, that burns.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Or nipple.
Yuletide carols being sung by choir.
Choir?
And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows. Turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Sing along.
Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Give them some warm milk and they'll go to bed.
Oh, wait, I got a tear.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Now, if everybody knows
lots of
Gino, this song means something. Because when we do stuff at Golden West College, he'd play Bob Rivers' Twisted Christmas. And this song is actually Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire.
What?
Oh. It's so funny.
Well, good morning. Let's try that one more time.
And also...
Happy Saturday, everybody.
We made it.
We're kids from one more week closer to Christmas. In the room today.
Christmas.
Although it's
the lovely Amber.
Hello.
Many times, many
producer Zach.
Hi, how are you?
And the big mouth himself, Mr. Steve Silva.
Oh, yeah, and I got more to say.
Yeah, I bet you do.
It's going to happen.
Of course, we are playing the Christmas song by the great Nat King Cole. One of his greatest songs. And this is actually also Mel Torme's favorite version of that song.
It's my favorite version, too.
Yeah. Oh, so good. You guys know the history of the song and how it got written?
Do tell.
Middle of July. Hot. Southern California. Mel Torme went over to his lyricist or his partner that he was writing the song with.
Okay.
They were trying to stay cool. And they were trying to think of cold thoughts.
To kids from one tonight.
And it turned into a Christmas
lovely
song.
Christmas, yeah, in July. I love it.
And the partner, the writing partner, basically had the first line, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. And they went from there.
Yeah. And here we are today.
Here we are today.
I think this is one of the few songs when it starts, just the first 2 seconds of the song, you know what it is.
Oh, yeah. And it's, absolutely, you know, it play it again.
Yeah.
Just keep playing. Let's just play the whole
show.
We
don't want Christmas to end already.
Let's just do a sing-along. Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just so nice. I mean, yes, it's definitely that warm, you know, you just picture yourself in front of a fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
With all your family. Just or not.
Some eggnog with some rum.
Okay.
Or just the rum.
Scotch. Mm-hmm. I prefer scotch with rum.
There you go. You know, you got the little hassock there, a footstool. Your feet are up on top of it, you know, just kicking back and everything.
Very Norman Rockwell.
Very Norman Rockwell. Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. Well, anyway, guys, good morning. We are your weekly dose. Of course, we're coming to you live here from Orange County every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday morning.
You lost what you were going to say.
Every Saturday morning.
Absolutely.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us this week. And every week, people listen to us.
I know they do.
Us.
They're weird.
People like us. I know. So every week, we pay homage to our favorite radio gods. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Stupid Mark, listeners.
Oh, yes. If I could just get through this, it'd be amazing. Mark and Brian. We pay homage to Mark and Brian with hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame
next year because they deserve it. They deserve it. So for those who recently joined us, followed us, thank you so much for joining the family, and we are so glad that you tolerate us.
Absolutely.
And listen to us.
And by the way, guys, if you to get Mark and Brian into the Radio Hall of Fame for next year, all you need to do is follow MNBRHOF on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Because next year, Laura Stringer, who quarterbacked the whole thing this year, is going to do it all over again next year. So we're going to need all your help. So join any one of those. That way, when instructions come out, you know exactly what to do. But in the meantime, you're able to keep in touch with everything that Laura puts out. So.
And now that we got that nasty Ryan Seacrest out of the way,
yes. It
should be a shoo-in.
We better be a shoo-in. Guys, we've got a great show for you guys today. We've got another Mark and Brian past moment. We've got a new sponsor. Chuck Moshans will be reading the Polar Express. Mm. We'll be talking about top Christmas movies of all time. Did yours make the list?
Yes.
Historical inaccuracies. We've got another one for you today.
Mm-hmm.
The First Christmas. And, of course, we have the reading, Twas Night Before Christmas.
Twas.
Twas. Twas. No one says twas anymore.
I'm glad they don't.
Twas the night I stubbed my toe.
Twas. It just doesn't, it's just not, it changes everything when you say twas.
Twas. Twas.
Twas a lovely twas. Evening twas. With everyone I had to
talk. Titwas. Titwas.
Titwas.
Titwas.
Titwas. Anyway, so we got that. And then, of course, it's the different types of the various celebrities that have done it throughout the years with Mark and Brian for the Christmas show. So we got a lot of things going on for you guys today. So, yeah, enjoy it.
I just noticed out the window, look how pretty that tree is.
Oh, yeah.
They've been changing over the last couple
of
weeks.
It has been changed, but now it is such a bright yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I love it.
One cool thing I like about this is that we do have some trees mm-hmm. where I live here that do actually change with the fall colors. And
you don't have to go anywhere to see them.
Exactly. You just look out my window, and there
so
it is,
cool.
Damn it.
It's beautiful. So. Everybody look out your window and see if you can find something like
ta-da.
That. And don't forget, you can interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. And find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Woo-hoo. And not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. Thank you, Zach, so much. Most importantly, that was a little preemptive, wasn't it? It's that kind of morning.
Yeah.
Most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well. And thanks for listening to us. We love you guys.
Oh, morons.
Yes. We love you. Yeah. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
We love our
listeners. No, they understand it.
We love you guys.
They understand it. They do.
Yeah, that's right.
But
Amber.
Amber.
I need all the tea this morning. I need all of it.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, there's no better place to go shopping than Amazon. Oh,
it's true. Yes. I'm doing my shopping right now. Yes. I've got my list, and all I got to do.
Did you click our banner?
I did.
I just bought more tea off of Amazon. That's why I forgot my line. That's why.
Well,
so
you
as
know.
Always, yes.
Yeah, they have everything. So
they do.
Get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
Banner.
Yes. Yes, we have a banner.
Banner?
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Yes. All you have to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on our Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That is the most important thing, because that way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link you created. And by doing so, you help the show stay on the air. Good God, it's been 3 years.
No. That's pretty bizarre.
3 years?
Well, you know.
Four coming up in February.
3 months for me. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you got a long way to go, sweetheart.
Is that all?
I'm going to do it.
I bet you will.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Now, today, for the commercial, I decided to just key in Amazon Christmas. And guess what came up?
Santa Claus.
Deck the halls with Martha Stewart decor.
Oh, I could die.
I'm
so happy.
Oh, God. Wreaths and trees and
everything you need for your jail cell.
Stockings. Oh, my. But there are all kinds of stuff, ornaments and stockings. Stockings you can hang on your banister.
Ooh.
I guess if you don't have a mantle.
It's a good mantle. Use of space.
Yeah.
It's a good use of space.
It's a good place. That's really good. And there's trees and lights and Martha. Oh, yeah. Now I got to read what Martha said. It's very nice. From season to season, I enjoy adding personal touches to my home with unique pieces of decor that are thoughtfully chosen to create a warm, welcoming, and unexpected atmosphere for friends and family. That about says it.
I can almost hear her saying that, too.
Yeah.
You guys are going to love it. Because I know we'll talk about it a little bit later on, too. Yeah. But tonight we got my mom's annual Christmas party.
Yes.
Decor galore.
Decor galore. Oh, that God. Rhymes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like it.
You know, like when you walk into some of those stores, whatever, you feel like you got to put your hands in your pocket because you're afraid to touch shit?
No, I touch everything.
Oh, that's the way my mom's house is.
I'm sorry.
It is like,
I touch everything.
That's everywhere.
Ooh. Touch.
That's okay.
Ooh. Touch.
Ooh.
I'm worse than my kids.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything's tactile.
Tactile.
Okay. So our shopping.
There's even... You can get Sylvania mini Christmas lights for $17. There's 300 lights in the string.
How long
$17.
Is it?
$17.
$17?
Yeah. It's,
go to Big Lots. It's $4.99.
Oh, my gosh.
Here to the second garage over there.
We're pushing Amazon here, Sean. That's our sponsor.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And there's a lot of Hallmark on Amazon, by the way.
Oh.
You know, Hallmark always has those really cool things and some off-the-wall things, too. So, you know, like a real groovy Santa Claus next to a custom car.
You're our groovy
sunglasses
Santa Claus.
On and a fedora, and he's all like, yeah. So
he's texting.
Lots of fun stuff. Lots of fun stuff on Amazon during the season.
Absolutely.
All right. So if you're going to do all your shopping online, there's only one place to go, yourweeklydose.com, to use our Amazon banner to get the job done. I still haven't figured out if I did it correctly. I hope I did because I shop in there all the time.
Yeah, just go through our banner.
Can we go and check? Is there a way for us to like?
I can probably check in. Yeah.
Check and
yeah,
make sure.
They send us reports.
We're gonna check on everybody and make sure everyone has done this. So do it.
Yeah.
We're gonna come to your house.
Do
man.
It. And remember, when you do use our banner, you help support the show. That's the big thing, guys.
We need it.
Yeah. Amazon. Work hard. Have fun. Make history.
My goodness. Well, we definitely got a Mark and Brian pass moment for you guys, and I know for Amber, a lot of this is new.
I love it.
And she's enjoying it so far, I could totally tell.
Sip my tea and just sit back and listen.
So this one comes off of their second charity CD called A Little Drummer Boys. And how do I explain this one here?
Well, it's a little boy with a drum.
Well, no. This is called The Barking Seals.
Okay.
And
they bark.
Oh, well, yeah. That's different.
It is. And you know what? Let's just play it because I think Amber will just kind of get the gist of it overall. And then I'll explain what actually happened on the backside
okay.
of it.
I'm so, only familiar with barking spiders.
He's going to mansplain to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'll mansplain. So,
I don't like mansplaining.
So here we go. Mark and Brian with The Barking Seals.
Okay. All right, folks. Two words for you. Barking damn seals. Got them. On the phone is Frank. Is it Ursetti?
Ursetti. Hold on. I got to get these things rounded up here.
All right.
Hang on a second. I got to get them together.
All right. Okay. Now, these are, from what we understand, friends of Frank's. Two seals, Travis and Jake. Frankie, there yet?
Yeah, got it.
All right, now, how did you acquire these seals?
Well, the sea lions, you know, over the years, due to the protection of the species, their populations has just grown. And due to the lack of food, that's how these two sea lions came to be. They were just stranded here on our bait receivers, and my crew nursed them back to health. And actually, it was quite by accident. We noticed at feeding time that, you know, the sea lions really started to mimic their actions, especially when the radio was on. And,
wow.
Here we go.
Well, do you take them out in the boat with you every day?
Every once in a while, I take them out on a trip with me, but they're so big. These things are 4 years old now.
Where do you keep them usually?
Well, they hang around the bait receiver here. They're free to come and go as they please.
Do they know their names? I mean, do they come when they're called?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Now, Frank, are you going to stand there and tell us
hold on,
that?
Hold on a second. You're going to have to speak up.
They honestly can bark jingle bells?
Okay, hang on. No. This is taking quite some time, but we got him to do a rendition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay. Wow.
We're
even tougher.
On it, but we figure that after the first year, we can probably get him to do a little Stone Temple Pilots.
Well, that'd be kind of cool. That'd be real cool, Frank.
Okay, hang on a minute. Let me give him a dose of mackerel and just hang on. We'll do our best here.
That always helps with Arlo. Give him a dose of mackerel. He's right there. Pitch pipe. So any knows?
Oh my God.
Hold on a minute, I gotta feed him some more mackerel. Hang on.
You're well on your way, man.
Okay, hang on, we gotta start over. Hang on.
That's all right.
You guys hear that okay?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. Let me give him a signal. Hang on.
Yeah, did you hear the.
Yeah, it's
get that?
Yeah. Frank.
Wow. Oh, hold on a minute. I gotta give him some more mackerel. Hang on.
I think he hacked one up.
Did you guys get that?
Frank,
yes.
Yeah, it was incredible. Frank, tell me that that is a sampler on a keyboard.
No, it's not.
Those are real seals, absolutely. And they're changing pitch with each note?
Absolutely.
Frank, that is too absolutely hilariously funny.
Do they do anything else?
Hey, can we get Christmas party tickets?
Of course. Absolutely,
of course.
You can.
Yes.
All right, absolutely. Great.
Oh, God.
That was everything we hoped that it would be.
Okay.
Listen, give Travis and Jake an extra handful of mackerel for us.
Okay, we will.
We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys.
All right, there it is. Travis and Jake, the barking seals who just gave you one of the finer renditions of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that you'll ever hear.
Wow.
All right.
I'm impressed.
I want to see.
Okay, what did you think?
Oops. Sorry.
There she is.
I loved it. All right. I loved it. That was amazing.
I'll give it an 8.
Give it an 8?
It's impressive. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Here's the story behind it.
Do tell.
So the guys got tickets to the Christmas show.
Yes.
Okay. They got two pairs.
Frank.
All right. And so they get there, and I guess after the show and everything, there people are mingling around. They find Mark and Brian, and basically they go, guys, we have to make a confession to you. And so, and they go, well, what's going on? He goes, well, we're the guys with the barking seals. And they go, okay. He goes, you know, that was amazing, you know, and what, because we, I think everybody thought.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
And it was two of his friends that he brought that actually was doing, that sounded like seals.
That is freaking hilarious.
And so they actually were able to trick Mark and Brian into the
whole
thing.
That's hilarious.
That's cool.
Wow.
So,
I was going to say, yeah, the changing pitch.
And it is possible because I have seen acts like that
you
before.
Have to, they added in the mistakes perfectly.
And that was the whole thing.
It was a perfect con.
It was. So they gypped Mark and Brian, but they did it in a great way, and it ended up on, you know, on their charity CD.
I wonder if karma bit them in the ass and they had the worst hangover the next morning.
No, because they told Mark and Brian
and they
wiped it, and they said we got to tell you guys
all
whatever,
right.
And they thought it was great.
So confessions wipe out karma.
Confessions wiped it out.
That's very Catholic of you.
And I think it was like the next day or a few days later, whatever. They actually had him on the air. And confessed it and everything.
Aww.
And so forth. So it was. They had cleaned it all out. But how cool?
No, it's funny. And I was like, what?
I know. And I mean, and the thing is, you can actually hear Mark and Brian go, yeah. Oh my God.
I can't even get my dogs to do that. I was really impressed. And my dogs are really well trained.
Huh?
Yeah.
And they won't do it.
No. No pitch changes.
Go figure, I know.
My pit bull sings, though. She sings for her supper, so.
And her kids just walk away from her, you know, so.
They do. They
So there you go, guys. Pass one with their Mark and Brian, the barking seal. So, hey, let's catch up. Let's start with Zach today.
Oh, boy. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Well,
I'm done with school.
What are you complaining about this week?
I do complain a lot.
Negative Nancy.
Well, I got a lot to complain about. Look, Scrooge. last few weeks.
You can already know what old May is going to be like, you know? He's already there.
I just have one thing after the other just kind of come up, and it's not necessarily my fault. But I am done with school. So winter break has started for me. Got to be in my health class and hold the joke, Steve. I still don't know what I got in Spanish yet, but I did put in my effort to do my best. I had my presentation on Guillermo del Toro on Monday.
Nice,
and
dude.
I actually, my teacher told everyone in the class.
He's a Spanish director, right?
Oh, yeah. It's
Guillermo.
Freaking brilliant. And I got an A on that.
Nice.
I got an A on the other assignments I turned in. I can only hope that my final went well. God, it took me an hour and 40 minutes to do that. That was the last one out. And just hoping for the best. I think I'll be okay. But if I get a D, I'm not going to be that surprised. Be like, oh, well.
I thought you dropped that class. I thought you were going to withdraw.
No, I was going to, but it was a week before the last week, and you can't really just drop the week.
Okay.
But it's okay. I still put in the effort to try and pass this. So.
Now, did you try and practice a little bit more though? Or?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Oh, good.
I did the best I could.
So you went to Carl's Jr. an awful lot.
Yeah, I did. Everyone goes to Starbucks. Me, I go to Carl's Jr.
Yeah, with the practice, you know.
You just need
Spanish.
To download Duolingo, and that's what you need.
I know. I got Quizlet, so I use that. That's actually a pretty good app.
Okay.
But the thing that happened recently, so what's today? Saturday? I think this was Thursday. I get a text from my friend who lives at my house, and he tells me, guess what? The roof in the kitchen's leaking, or the ceiling.
Yay, more leaks and
more leaks.
Floods and
I'm just
stuff.
Like, mother can't get a break. So
I guess that about says it.
So, as it turns out, our upstairs neighbor, you know, his pipe from this kitchen sink was the culprit. So, my contractor friend, his name's Felix, he's the one that's done all of our work. He came, he had a rip. Actually, you know what? Here, I forgot. I have a picture. Let me show you exactly what the hair looks like.
Oh, yeah, showing a picture on a podcast is so worthy. Yeah.
Shut up. Everybody,
everyone, you should see it.
Yeah, get close to your phone. Look at that.
Yeah, that looks like a hole in the ceiling.
Had to rip all that out, and it was an absolute mess just to get one copper pipe fixed.
All right, now, Zach, to end this, what good thing happened this week? Tell us something positive.
School ended for him.
I saw a squirrel.
Yay! I like that one.
No, actually, you know what? The other night, I was in my garage just, like, fixing things up, and I heard some rustling in the bushes, and I thought maybe it was just a cat. A giant-ass raccoon.
Oh,
the
nice.
Size of maybe, like, a small dog, maybe a little bigger, crawling out of a tree, walking towards me, and I was just, and I had to hide.
We call those trash pandas.
They were scary. He tried to get
I think with that scream, you just cleared Steve's sinuses.
Yeah.
Good. That was the point.
His eyes got so wide.
Yeah. Good.
How about you, Amber? How was your week?
Zach took my time. As he does. Everything is fantastic. Fan-friggin-tastic. Everything's good. My girlfriend's healing well from her little back surgery she had to fix that.
Yeah.
My kids are doing good. They're excited for Christmas break. Christmas shopping is pretty much done.
Nice.
And now we're just gearing up.
What's that like?
What?
Christmas shopping being done.
My girlfriend's a much bigger shopper than I am. She's better at the gift giving. I'm very simple. I don't need a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just get the kids the basics.
That's because you're small.
Hey, I'm the one that does that.
Thanks, Steve. I never hear small jokes. It's so weird.
I know.
You want to punch him?
No, I never want to punch Steve.
I'll punch him.
Oh! Ooh, thank you. Thank you. I kind of like that. One more
Everything
time.
Everything is good. Unlike Zach. Oh, everything is always bad.
Nice.
Everything's good.
Very cool.
Good. So
how about
bad.
You, Steve?
Well, last Saturday, we had a wonderful experience going and watching Roman's choir at Los Alamitos High School. It was very good. Very good. I was glad this year we weren't in the front row.
Oh, I got a story to tell you guys on this, too.
The last time we went, we were in the front row, and they've got, like, 300 people in the choir. So they fill the stage, and they fill in front of the stage. So these kids are standing, like, a foot away. If you're right in front of you, you're, like, looking at them. I'm like, well, and I think that they do this on purpose. They put those high school girls in these dresses where their boobs are just
the seniors. Steve. All right.
Whoa, you're kind of going, where do I look? Because I'm sitting here staring at those things bouncing in my face.
Oh my
so this
gosh.
Year we were further back from the stage, and I was glad I didn't have to worry about that.
Oh my but gosh, I
it was great.
This.
It was great. I like the program had a couple of songs in there that I think really cool, like Cindy Lou Who sings Where Are You Christmas, and there was a couple other things, and it was really good. It was a real good program.
It's the first time that Roman had to do the choir for Christmas and everything, mm-hmm. so it's all new for him. He loved it. He had a great time doing it. We had a few extra tickets. Steve was wanting to stay and go see it, and again, it was just wonderful. It was a nice program because I think everything was kind of covered, everything from just traditional stuff to non-traditional. Mm. They did two Hanukkah songs,
oh, cool.
you know, for it and everything. So
Hanukkah.
It's kind of like Whittier.
Chabad.
Yeah.
I am.
And so it was really cool. there was this one kid, though.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, I'm not going to say his name.
No, do not say his name. Yeah.
No. There's this one kid, though. He did Run Rudolph.
Okay.
And it was really cool. They had another kid playing on an electric guitar.
But?
And the drums were playing, the bass was playing, very rock and rollish kind of thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. And the kid that did it, he's only 2 years older than Roman. So when Roman was in sixth grade, he was obviously in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the choir together.
Okay.
So imagine kind of like a Richie Cunningham looking kid, you know, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Clean cut, short hair, very shy, kind of quiet, you know, and everything, but was in choir. And
Ron Howard lookalike.
And kind of did his, you know, just thing and kind of stayed to himself. Then puberty set in.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So now he kind of looks like a Nelson brother, basically.
Long hair and all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Broad shoulders. I mean, the kid's good looking.
Okay.
You know, and so he's rocking out. He's Mr. Rockstar right now in this whole thing, you know, and doing the whole head banging thing and what have you. And I mean, he did a great job. He did a great job.
I kind of want to see this.
So the thing is, though, you'll never see it again. Here's why.
Did he poop his pants?
So on Saturday, the kids had to do three shows, a 12 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and an 8 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Steve and I went to the 4 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Mollenkamp, who is the director of the choir, of the whole choir, because there's actually seven different choirs.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It sounds huge.
It is. It's massive. So his parents flew in for this show, this Christmas show. They were coming at the 8 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were also videotaping the 8 o'clock show.
Okay.
So because a way that they help generate money is by videotaping it and then selling the DVD later on. So this kid who does Run Rudolph comes out, does it again, and this time
at the 8 p.m. This is the very last
this
one.
This is the last show.
Okay.
And the choir director's parents are in the front row.
Mr. Mollenkamp's parents
in the front row. And they're he's my age basically, so I'm going to guess his parents are in their early to mid 80s.
Okay. Shout out to Mr. Mollenkamp.
So,
they're older.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, Steve.
So, hey.
He's smiling.
Hey, when somebody's older than Steve, Steve gets happy.
Oh, geez.
So,
you're not that
so the kids. So the kid starts going into Run Rudolph and, you know, doing his gyrating and, you know, his Axl Rose moves and everything, whatever.
What?
Then he decides to rip open his shirt.
What?
Red flag.
Did he really get into it? Was he supposed to do this?
No.
What did the moms do?
Well,
lick their lips.
Let's just say that after the show, he was nicely asked to go home.
And he'll never forget that moment.
What?
He's probably going, worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
He was, okay, what my thought is, he's like, I'm going to be a meme. I'm doing this.
The kid likes to push it and everything, and yeah, you know, with the parents in the in the front row.
I got a
he
question.
He did it. Forever. So, that is forever.
Yeah. And
good was for he, him. And, good well, for him.
Was he chiseled or was he like a fat kid or something?
No, he's chiseled. And the thing is he knows it though.
Oh, okay. It would have been funny if he was like
Chris
Farley.
He's got that ego thing going. But he just, from my understanding, he just like ripped it and just started.
Was it buttons?
Yeah. It was like a choir shirt and just ripped it open and.
You know, someone a shirt.
Yeah. So
Rudolph.
He was asked to leave and. So they video, and unfortunately, that version is not going to be on the DVD.
Aww.
So,
it's going to be all over the internet, though.
No way. We were looking like right away, and yeah, there's nothing.
Oh, you haven't
so,
seen it yet.
Anyway, so the kid, you know, was asked to leave and what have you, but it was.
So
I'm just
is
like,
he now is he no longer in the choir?
No, he's still in the choir, but that was a big question too on whether or not he was going to be. Or stay in the choir, you know, but he was definitely ripping.
So, okay.
You know, and I give the kid credit to a degree because you saw him perform.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and
it was really good. Really good.
I mean, and I got to say, he does have the rock and roll moves, you know, and you put that kid in a regular rock band.
I'm sure he's in one. This is going to go down.
No, he's not. He's not.
What?
No.
Oh, he's going to now.
Yeah, I know.
And that's just it. You put him in one or whatever, I mean, he can definitely be the lead vocalist.
Yeah.
His vocals are okay. They're not great.
Yeah.
But they're okay.
He's got time to grow.
But he's got the stage presence hands down and everything.
Room to improve.
Oh, my God. But it was Carrie comes home because she was helping with the choir kids backstage and everything. She goes, so, you want to hear the drama?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just like, oh, boy, this is going to be
good.
Do
I?
And I go, do I need an edible for this? She goes, maybe. So I went over and grabbed one of my candies. I said,
let's wait
till it kicks in.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah.
I love this story.
It was good. I think
good on him, man. That's going
to
go down forever
to,
in the
to a degree.
History.
You know, and I got to give him credit for his stage presence and stuff and what have you. But You don't do that, especially when you know the choir's parents are there.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't the show to do it. Maybe the 4 o'clock show, maybe the 12 o'clock, but you don't do it on the last one. Yeah. So, but again, I give him credit for his stage presence and pushing that envelope and everything.
No one's gonna forget this. This is gonna go down in history.
Yeah.
And he might be the 30-year-old on his couch and. You know, however many years. And he's like, remember that one time? And that's like the best thing he ever did in his friggin' life.
Oh, yeah. But his mom.
He didn't throw a touchdown.
His mom was pissed, though.
Really?
Oh, we're friends with the mom. And
mom was pissed?
My mom would have kicked my ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is just something.
My mom would have been like, fuck yeah, honey.
No.
Cheers.
Yeah, no, his parent, and I mean, his dad had to come and pick him up and everything. No, it was unnecessary. It really was, and I got to agree. But
this should be scripted. You know. This is going to the bank right here in my brain.
But anyway, so that was our weekend. We had a good time though with it. So, well, you know, we got a new sponsor though.
Okay,
we have a new sponsor.
I've been waiting for this. I'm waiting. I've been waiting so patiently for this. Give it to me. Who's the sponsor?
Oh, we will after we read this.
Oh, dear.
Well, Christmas CDs are making a great gift, but what about when you want to buy one from a person who already has every Christmas CD under the sun?
Christmas, 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 that's where you get them. The latest holiday CD from KTEL. Yes, it's an Aborigine Christmas. That's right, it's the newest Christmas CD performed by Aboriginals, a people who have a rich history, and the original inhabitants of Australia.
No one performs Christmas carols quite like the Aborigines, and Aborigine Christmas proves it was with over 50 of your favorite all-time Christmas carols.
Yes, they have all of your favorites, like Silent Night. Like...
What?
Silent Night.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And it came upon a midnight clear.
Oh,
The Aborigines are the oldest civilization on Earth, so they have plenty of time to collect, learn, perform, and perfect more Christmas carols than any other race. So go and pick up the newest CD, An Aborigine Christmas, which is filled with all sorts of hauntingly beautiful Christmas songs like What Child Is This?
Joy to the World.
Oh, I love this version.
And if you call right now, you will receive free of charge a second CD filled with 20 Aborigine Christmas parody songs. Because if there's one thing that the Aborigines love more than a traditional Christmas carol, it's a good parody song.
An Aborigine Christmas has more great parody songs than you can shake a marsupial at. Songs like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Dingo.
Go tell it on the Melbourne.
It came upon a Vegemite clear.
Oh, my goodness.
Foster's the Snowman.
I saw Hugh Jackman kissing Santa Claus.
We three kings of the Outback Steakhouse.
And rocking around the eucalyptus tree.
Oh, boy.
So if you are looking for that perfect CD that for that hard-to-shop-for person on your Christmas list, then call and order an Aborigine Christmas today. You'll be glad you did.
Good day, mate.
Oh, my goodness. That
it took me a minute to realize what we were doing there. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh.
Now, you know that they don't drink Foster's in Australia, right? they're huge beer nerds, but they don't know Foster's.
That's the joke.
They're craft beer nerds.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is.
That's the joke. Yeah.
All right, just making sure.
We carefully crafted.
You did. Australia's on fire right now.
They have been for
really
quite a while.
They're having an outrageous summer right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bad things. Climate change.
Where are we at on time?
A big place with a lot of
37 minutes.
Open right. space for things it to is. Grow and burn.
It is.
Well, you got all that room out there in the Outback,
mm-hmm.
so.
Oh, yeah.
One of the biggest traditions that Mark and Brian have, besides the dropping of the Yule log and Elvis's Christmas greeting.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Thank you, King.
Is
also
thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Thank
just
you, King. Appreciate
pulls
that.
At the heartstrings.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it does. You know,
you're getting teary eyed.
Literally,
I've been teary eyed since I got here.
You need some more coffee.
Okay. One of the other biggest Mark and Brian traditions for the holiday season is also the reading of the Polar Express.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
tradition.
Now, there is one recording that we do have where it's a bunch of different actors, everybody from Cary Elwes to Morgan Freeman doing it. But I think it's more important that the first person who did it, and we were fortunate enough to have this gentleman on the show with us, is Mark and Brian family member, the great Chuck Moshantz. He does a beautiful job of this, and his voice, it's very soothing, I think, to this whole thing. So so we're gonna go ahead and replay that for you right now. Here is, read by the great Chuck Moshantz, The Polar Express.
The Polar Express by Chris von Alsberg. On Christmas Eve, many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I did not rustle the sheets. I breathed slowly and silently. I was listening for a sound a friend had told me I'd never hear, the ringing bells of Santa's sleigh. There is no Santa, my friend had insisted, but I knew he was wrong. Late that night, I did hear sounds, but not of ringing bells. From outside came the sound of hissing steam and squeaking metal. I looked through my window and saw a train standing perfectly still in front of my house. It was wrapped in an apron of steam. Snowflakes fell lightly around it. A conductor stood at the open door of one of the cars. He took a large pocket watch from his vest, then looked up at my window. I put on my slippers and robe. I tiptoed downstairs and out the door. "All aboard!" the conductor cried out. I ran up to him. "Well," he said, "are you coming?" "Where?" I asked. "Why, to the North Pole, of course," was his answer. "This is the Polar Express." I took his outstretched hand, and he pulled me aboard. The train was filled with other children, all in their pajamas and nightgowns. We sang Christmas carols and ate candies with nougat centers as white as snow. We drank hot cocoa as thick and rich as melted chocolate bars. Outside, the lights of towns and villages flickered in the distance as the Polar Express raced northward. Soon there were no more lights to be seen. We traveled through cold, dark forests where lean wolves roamed and white-tailed rabbits hid from our train as it thundered through the quiet wilderness. We climbed mountains so high it seemed as if we would scrape the moon, but the Polar Express never slowed down. Faster and faster we ran along, rolling over peaks and through valleys like a car on a roller coaster. The mountains turned into hills, the hills to snow-covered plains. We crossed a barren desert of ice, the great polar ice cap. Lights appeared in the distance. They looked like the lights of a strange ocean liner sailing on a frozen sea. "There," said the conductor, "is the North Pole." The North Pole. It was a huge city standing alone at the top of the world, filled with factories where every Christmas toy was made. At first we saw no elves. "They are gathering at the center of the city," the conductor told us. "That is where Santa will give the first gift of Christmas." "Who receives the first gift?" we all asked. The conductor answered, "He will choose one of you." "Look," shouted one of the children, "the elves." Outside, we saw hundreds of elves. As our train drew closer to the center of the North Pole, we slowed to a crawl. So crowded were the streets with Santa's helpers. When the Polar Express could go no farther, we stopped, and the conductor let us outside. We pressed through the crowd to the edge of a large open circle. In front of us stood Santa's sleigh. The reindeer were excited. They pranced and paced, ringing the silver sleigh bells that hung from their harnesses. It was a magical sound, like nothing I've ever heard. Across the circle, the elves moved apart, and Santa Claus appeared. The elves cheered wildly. He marched over to us and, pointing to me, said, "Let's have this fellow here." He jumped into his sleigh. The conductor handed me up. I sat on Santa's knee, and he asked, "Now, what would you like for Christmas?" I knew that I could have any gift I could imagine, but the thing I wanted most for Christmas was not inside Santa's giant bag. What I wanted more than anything was one silver bell from Santa's sleigh. When I asked, Santa smiled. Then he gave me a hug and told an elf to cut a bell from a reindeer's harness. The elf tossed it up to Santa. He stood holding the bell high above him and called, "The first gift of Christmas!" A clock struck midnight as the elves roared their approval. Santa handed the bell to me and I put it in my bathrobe pocket. The conductor helped me down from the sleigh. Santa shouted out the reindeer's names and cracked his whip. His team charged forward and climbed into the air. Santa circled once above us, then disappeared in the cold, dark polar sky. As soon as we were back inside the Polar Express, the other children asked to see the bell. I reached into my pocket, but the only thing I felt was a hole. I had lost the silver bell from Santa Claus's sleigh. "Let's hurry outside and look for it," one of the children said, but the train gave a sudden lurch and started moving. We were on our way home. It broke my heart to lose the bell. When the train reached my house, I sadly left the other children. I stood at my doorway and waved goodbye. The conductor said something from the moving train, but I couldn't hear him. "What?" I yelled out. He cupped his hands around his mouth. "Merry Christmas!" he shouted. The Polar Express let out a loud blast from its whistle and sped away. On Christmas morning, my little sister Sarah and I opened our presents. When it looked as if everything had been unwrapped, Sarah found one last small box behind the tree. It had my name on it. Inside was the silver bell. There was a note. "Found this on the seat of my sleigh. Fix that hole in your pocket. Signed, Mr. C." I shook the bell. It made the most beautiful sound my sister and I had ever heard. But my mother said, "Oh, that's too bad." "Yes," said my father, "it's broken." When I'd shaken the bell, my parents had not heard a sound. At one time, most of my friends could hear the bell, but as years passed, it fell silent for all of them. Even Sarah found one Christmas that she could no longer hear its sweet sound. Though I've grown old, the bell still rings for me, as it does for all who truly believe.
There you go. Another fabulous reading for another great year. Chuck, such a wonderful job.
Boy, can you feel all the feeling in the rooms here?
Everybody, it was unique to watch it take place in this studio because every room surrounding Chuck's newsroom went dark. Everybody turned their lights off and listened to it take place. A wonderful story and such a great reading of it. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, what did you think?
It's fantastic.
I felt warm like Amber's tea.
Mm. We should play that Josh Groban song, Believe, that was at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was really it.
I just love Chuck's voice.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's not too perfect.
And it's like warm. It's soothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, granted, they've had like Cary Elwes do it and Michael York and Morgan Freeman, but and great actors. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But there's just something magical about Chuck's in the way he reads it and everything. And to me, I think it's one of my favorite versions, you know, of it and everything.
Oh, I love it. Arguably my favorite Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Of all time.
Oh, yeah. There's
something about Tom Hanks in that movie that just...
And I remember when, I think it was probably the third time or fourth time that Chuck read it or whatever, that they were talking about, and it wasn't that long after the book came out that they were talking about turning it into a movie, you know. And, yeah, same thing. I mean, I think the way the film captures the book, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
It's so just so good.
And then at the end, the song comes on, and every time I just start bawling.
Aww.
So beautiful. Yeah. Just, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What did you think of it, Ben Amber?
I love it. I was over here looking at Chuck, some interesting stuff on Chuck on the Googles. He is a renowned, very, very incredible psychiatrist.
He left the Mark and Brian show to go pursue that.
Well, he's been doing that since 1997. Really good.
Yeah. Chuck was at KLOS for many years, and then he was actually there before Mark and Brian. Mm-hmm. And then when Mark and Brian came on, he was the news guy
Gotcha.
There, basically. And Chuck was one of those people where, yes, he was serious, but it wasn't, it's when he needed to be.
Yeah.
He fit in so well with Mark and Brian. He was able to joke with them. When Brian did the Elvis bits, Chuck was the stunt burper.
Stunt burper.
And would burp on command or whatever, certain things during. And I'll have to pull up some of those for you to listen to.
I just read something really interesting that when Chuck was young, when he was, I think in his late teens, early 20s, he was a hippie in San Francisco. And they picked up the Manson family.
Very well known among the Mark and Brian family members.
I just read this. I'm like, whoa, you get to meet Charles Manson at Spawn.
There's a story, too.
Yeah, if you get a chance, I forgot what episode Chuck is on our show, but look it up. And,
come on it.
Okay. And definitely listen to our interview.
I will.
With Chuck. It is because we kind of figure out where Chuck came from and everything and his history and how he got to KLOS and his memories with Mark and Brian. But that is one of the biggest things, too. And if you go to the Mark and Brian archives also, Chuck tells the Manson story. Or if you go to YouTube, you can look it up also. And his experience in meeting face-to-face with Charles Manson.
I love just segueing from something so sweet.
So dark.
Polar Express. Right to Charles Manson.
That's it. Nothing says Christmas like Charles Manson.
Yes.
But no, Chuck is such a deep history with the Mark and Brian show, and to do something like that, it's just amazing, man. Wow. I can't wait to have him back on the show.
I will
too.
Dig into that.
Yeah,
I'll report back next week.
It's good. It's really really good. So, there we go.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Movie Ooh. Time.
Steven's
gonna choke up. Oh, okay. My God, yeah.
I got a little verklempt there for a moment. Talk amongst yourselves.
We did.
Oh, my gosh. Christmas movies, we all love them. There's so many out there. But what are the top Christmas movies of all time, though? That's the big question, I think. Mm-hmm. What is one movie, Steve, for you that you go, I've got to sit down and watch this every year?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life?
It's a gimme. It's just so fun and heartfelt, and it's a twisty little story in it, and then the ending is, just all the friends show up, and it's amazing.
And it does make you wonder, what would your life, or what would other people's life be if you were not around, if you didn't exist? Mm-hmm. You know, what would really happen? And it's amazing on how many things would change from that one event. It's always amazing. So.
Yeah. If you hadn't been there working at Gower's drugstore, people would have died.
Right.
You know, things like that. And if you hadn't saved his brother.
Right.
People would have died. Right. You just don't know little things or big things you do in your life that you never know have affected other people.
Right. Exactly.
Or if you wouldn't have existed, it might have been a better place. You don't know. It's either way, give or take.
Yeah, you might have made it worse.
I know.
You never know. Yeah.
I know.
Exactly.
Merry
Christmas,
sides.
Everybody.
There's two sides to every coin, okay?
Damn it.
how about you, Amber? What's one Christmas movie that you have to sit and watch every year?
Okay, I love Elf. It's probably one of my favorites. I love Elf. I love the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yeah, I'm kind of, I watched it a couple times in a row last weekend, so I'm kind of burned on it right now.
Yeah.
What else?
What's like
Scrooged? I love Scrooged.
But you got, the main one you
Elf.
Elf is your main
and
one.
And then you get to eat some of those snacks that he goes kind of
spaghetti with maple syrup.
Yes, and then he crumbles the Pop Tarts on top of it and he puts the,
Yeah.
And that makes my teeth hurt.
And I love that Amy Sedaris is the, she's the receptionist in that. And she's, and the whole cast is amazing.
I think my favorite part about that whole film, and there's so many great moments. And I'm not a huge Will Ferrell fan.
What's wrong with you?
There's just certain movies that I'm just like.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I mean.
Both of you, ew.
No, there's just someone who's like going, no.
Everybody has their own flavor.
But
it's okay.
This one, it fits perfect for what he does.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like one of my favorite Jim Carrey movies is Liar Liar.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
he, because for what he does, it's perfect for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Will Ferrell on this one. And it's my favorite Will Ferrell film.
It is really
Santa
good.
Here?
Yeah.
I know him. I know him.
And then is it Bob Hope in the very beginning that plays his elf dad?
Papa Elf.
No.
It's hilarious. Who is it?
It's Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart. Sorry,
it was one of those Bobs from somewhere.
Listen. I was just looking at the screen.
Is it Bob Crosby? I'm not too sure.
now to clear my tarnished name. Now
there's no tarnish.
I have to say that Will Ferrell surprised the hell out of me in Lego the Movie.
Oh yeah.
At the end when he's sitting there and he suddenly just looks.
Yeah.
And he sees all these signs he's put up to stop his son
from playing.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
And he realizes, oh, my God.
I'm an ass, basically.
It was just a beautiful moment.
By the
beautiful
way.
Beautiful moment.
If I can interrupt just for a second, I know I'm a little late to it. Amber, episode 95, if you want to hear Chuck Mushones.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. Yeah, great. And he did, I think, a wonderful job in that, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and the whole message that's given in that whole movie itself. Yeah.
If you haven't seen Get Hard with Will Ferrell and, oh, gosh, who is it in that? With somebody out there is yelling it. I'm sure they are. Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell in Get Hard. I think you guys would actually think
really
that
like
hilarious.
It.
I think it's pretty ridiculous.
Well, see, that's just it.
It's so fun. It's good. It's good.
Like for me, it's like certain things I can go along with, you know, because I gotta fall in love with the character. I gotta go along with the fantasy of this movie or this character, whatever.
I think you'd like this one.
But like for me, like Talladega Nights, I just can't stand that film.
Yeah, I don't want to do it with my hands.
I just can't stand that film. I don't.
That's not one of those.
It has a couple of cool moments though, but it's like overall, I'm like, no.
The first Anchorman was classic.
The first Anchorman was good, and that's like a character.
Yes, you've got to see Get Hard. Then you might like that.
The best line, the best part in Anchorman, and I laugh hysterically every time is when Paul Rudd's like getting the different musks out of his cabinet. He's like, "Which one are you going to use?" And he goes, "Sex Panther. It's made with real bits of panther, so you know it's good."
Yeah,
and you're like, "Wow, that's really pungent." You're like, "They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time it works
every time.
And Will Ferrell just goes, "That doesn't make sense." One of the things I find funny.
Yes, it's a fun movie.
What about you, Zach? What's like one Christmas film that you go, "I gotta watch it every year"?
And I know it's a little later in life, but Bad Santa.
Really?
I have not seen it. I need to see this one.
It's great.
There's so many good one-liners because it's not a typical Christmas movie.
True.
In anywhere in the sense where it's, you know, joyful, full of glee. It's just full of, you know, F-bombs and just raunchy behavior. And
Karen loves that film, and I don't know why.
It is so...
Okay, play this clip. I need to see this movie.
You are really Santa, right?
No, I'm an accountant. I wear this fucking thing as a fashion statement, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what that whole movie is. And I'm like, okay, is this kid really that dumb?
Yes. Yes, he is.
That you are going to believe this is the real Santa. I couldn't fall for it. I'm like, this kid is just an effing idiot.
Well, I mean, like, in the sense and all that, Christmas is kind of like an out there holiday. It's a magical holiday for a lot of people. So it's just like they took the concept of that in a ridiculous R-rated storyline and just put it together. I mean, when you think of Christmas Vacation, I mean, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's also ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, you know, they had to take something to push it a little extra. It was also John Ritter's last movie before he passed
away. I was going to say, and with Bernie Mac also, To me, those two saved the movie for me.
Well, okay, I need to watch this one. I'll watch it. Kate and I, I'm going to make Kate watch it with me. Isn't there a Bad Santa 2 as well?
Don't bother with that one.
Okay, fine. Okay, I will not.
Making that was kind of pushing it a little bit too far where it was unnecessary. Kind of like Anchorman. There wasn't really a need to do a second Anchorman.
There wasn't, but it was funny still.
That was better than Bad Santa 2.
I'm an Anchorman fan, so
yeah, I like the raunchy, you know, kind of movies like that. So, yeah, Bad Santa for me.
Well, for me, it's a little bit more traditional.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Elf. awesome.
Okay.
Love Elf.
Thank you.
I have to sit down and I have to watch all of the claymation stuff. Santa Claus is coming to
town. Yes, Rudolph.
I have to watch all of those.
Frosty.
Christmas without a Santa Claus.
Yeah, I've got to sit down. You know, to hear Burl Ives, yeah, you know, do those songs, mm-hmm, and stuff and everything.
We do, you know, Rudolph in my
house. And I love Elf too, because there's a pair, there's a
the little bits in it.
It has that homage to it.
I was
it,
about
you
to
know,
say your word, homage.
You know, and the thing is, like, my favorite part of that is, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
The Norwal.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Norwal. You know, and I mean, that's like one of my favorite parts. There's so many good Christmas movies.
Somebody needs a hug. That was almost Zach the other night with the raccoon.
And but to me, you know, I think It's a Wonderful Life, definitely up there. Great message, everything. But I think the one that kind of brings it together for me, for especially for those who have, I think, trouble getting into the Christmas spirit, is Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh yeah.
But
when I was younger, that was my favorite movie.
But it has to be the Natalie Wood version.
The original.
The original. Yeah.
Well, the
It's got to be that one, you know. Mm-hmm. That to me is the perfect movie. You know, everything in there, from the attorney trying to have go out with the mom, who's the, mm-hmm, single mom and everything. She's the career woman, mm-hmm, you know. Single mom trying to raise her daughter right and everything.
Beautiful,
Marine O'Hara.
Marine O'Hara.
Yeah,
It was.
So,
do the Google.
You know, and then to have such a young Natalie Wood play that role as the kid of, like, well, I don't know if I believe or not. My mom says it's stupid, and at the very end, to find out that she does because of the gift that Santa gave her, which was the house, you know.
Yeah.
You going, no, it is him. You know, it really is him.
Yeah, they look over in the corner and his cane is there.
Perfect ending.
Whoa, maybe I didn't do such a wonderful
job. Yeah, exactly.
It was real. He didn't have to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, but just so, so good, though. And so for me, I've got to watch that once at least, you know, for the whole thing.
I thought you were going to say Die Hard.
I almost was, you know, but because that comes close to the Star Wars Christmas special as, mm-hmm, being very, very close. So they're kind of a tie. Die Hard, Star Wars Christmas special.
Oh, God, what a memory that makes in your mind.
Yeah, you know, it's like, which one do I put on first? Miracle on 34th Street.
Anybody out there, if you've never seen it, you gotta see.
Please don't.
I don't know if you've ever seen it.
What?
The Star Wars Christmas special?
Is that from Family Guy?
No.
This was a real thing they did.
Oh my God! Okay, Zach, can you try to find a little bit of that?
Do I need to? Is this really necessary?
It is so bad.
Okay.
Basically, the whole thing is where Han Solo and why do I remember this? Han Solo.
It makes an impression.
Yeah, it does.
Is it that bad? It leaves an impression.
Han Solo.
I know I've heard of it, but this is.
Okay, Han Solo and Chewbacca go to Chewie's homeworld of Kashyyyk. This is the first time
they go home for Christmas. Okay.
This is the first time that we see Kashyyyk, basically. Okay. And we meet Chewie's family, and they're there for some kind of celebration of life kind of a thing or whatever for themselves. And it is also the first time that we see and meet Boba Fett.
Okay.
Also. And
the cousins, the extended family.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, they're trying to avoid Boba Fett, and Luke comes in and everything, and B. Arthur sings a song, you know. I mean, it is just.
So they just put all the awkward holiday family dynamics into Star Wars.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Not an hour or two. Oh, wait a minute.
How many edibles do you eat while you're watching this?
I would say get quite a bit. It's going to make a lot more sense. You're going to enjoy it a lot more.
Hold back.
With some eggnog.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I'll hold it, I think. What's up?
Mark Hamill looks like he's in a freaking mob band.
Bring him to the screen. I want to say hello to him.
He's got eyeliner on.
This is so cheesy.
The makeup is... Oh, the whole thing is cheesy.
You don't know where he is?
Like the first 10 or 15 minutes of the show was all in Wookiee.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know what to write.
All I can tell you is that he and Han left here on schedule. If he's not there now, they're way overdue.
Is he improvising or teleprompting?
Yes.
Okay, both. A little bit of both.
R2, please, this is important. Now listen, calm down. I mean, you know how
Luke looks like he's in Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They could have stopped off somewhere or been held up by an asteroid storm.
And this actually aired.
Weston Wookiee.
And this was actually in between Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back.
Well, there you go. He's not going to miss this one either.
They're just cashing in.
A little bit longer to get there.
Oh boy, did they?
Kind of like Disney does constantly.
Don't look so worried. Now Chewie's not going to want to come home to a house full of long faces, is he? Come on, Mala, let's see a little smile.
His voice changed.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Try to enjoy your life day.
Yeah.
For me, when I first watched it, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this is a joke. This is just, you know, they're making a parody and they're being funny. And then along the line, you realize.
They were serious.
Totally serious. I'm like, oh my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. Really bad.
God.
But I must say, though, that an album came out of it.
What?
A Christmas album. Mm-hmm. And Jon Bon Jovi actually sang on that album.
I don't know how to respond to this.
Yeah, I think it was Merry Christmas R2-D2 or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was John's like first legitimate paid album gig.
Oh,
he even talks about it on when he gave his speech for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
goodness.
It was really funny. So, anyway.
Oh, no, Zach, don't do it to us. Zach.
Oh, you found it?
Archer, where are you?
Oh, there you are. It gets worse, well, people. It
if
gets
you come
worse.
Over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise.
I promise it doesn't get better.
You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is.
You have to plug into the central computer to hear what
it is. Not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
This should have been the theme today.
What planet are we on?
Well, we're heading to Kashyyyk.
I yes.
The producer's going, oh, it'll be cute.
Yeah.
Look up at the winter star.
Oh, wow.
No!
A very young 19-year-old Jon Bon Jovi.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, at least he's singing a tune, you know what I'm saying?
No, he is. I don't know why it reminds me of, like, Rocky Horror Picture Show. His voice, do you know what I mean? It's kind of a...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, all right, so Zach's got the top 10 movies of all time,
let's
though.
Let's move past this Star Wars Christmas
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. So what do we got,
this
Zach?
This is messing me up.
So what's number 10, bud?
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I got it. I'm still laughing from R2-D2 Christmas.
Move on. Let's move on.
R2-D2.
All right. Starting at number 10.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Here we go.
Everyone awake? A Christmas Carol.
Oh, the original? Oh, yeah.
The original. Still the finest adaptation of Charles Dickens' legendary tale. The superb 1951 feature charts the familiar Christmas Eve ordeal of nasty Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Okay. Have you guys ever seen an American Christmas Carol, though?
I think so.
You just want to make me cry today, I think.
I don't remember it.
It stars Henry Winkler as the Scrooge character, and it takes place, you know, obviously in America. That's why they call it America. Henry Winkler took a big risk on it. He wasn't too sure because he was very popular as Fonzie and everything. To me, it does better than the original. It does really,
you just
really
made us watch a Star Wars Christmas. I don't know that I trust you right now.
No, I'm serious on this one. Henry Winkler does a really good job.
Okay.
Yeah, really good job.
Okay, I'm going to go with the original, personally.
All right, what's next, Zach?
Coming at number 9, The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yay!
Okay. All right, yeah.
Okay. They did a reboot of this with Lady Gaga, like about 4 years ago. It was really good.
Jim Henson actually died during the pre-production of this in 1992.
Wow, thanks for cheering us up.
I knew it would.
All right.
Coming at number 8. Mine, Bad Santa.
Really?
Number eight.
Number
yes.
Eight. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I really need to watch this.
Yeah.
I don't
Kate,
think I,
if you're listening, we're going to watch this later.
I don't think I need to.
With some edibles.
Can my kid? No, we don't do edibles. Can my kids watch it? Bad Santa?
Well, if you don't mind F-bombs every third word.
I say the F-word all. They're used to it.
That's true.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, number seven.
It actually does have a message.
You, your guys' favorite, Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, cool. Yay. Number seven. There you go.
Then eventually 1994, the remake starring Richard Epperg and Marvel.
Don't watch that one.
It was okay.
I like that one.
Yay! Okay, keep going. My favorites are coming
up. And, okay, number four.
Yeah. Number six.
I mean six. Sorry, six.
Zach,
sorry.
Where are you?
He doesn't know. Are you out on an edible right now?
Somewhere between 4 and 10.
I'm going to do it right
after
the show.
You got a D in math class, apparently.
But,
all right, number six.
That would be a deh.
You know what? Scrooge, you. Number six is
okay.
Scrooge. Bill Murray is an arrogant and thoughtless TV executive who, while playing
that
the stage at live production of Christmas Carol.
Love it.
That is a good modern version of
I love Scrooge.
A Christmas
My
Carol,
kids
though.
Hate it. I love it. I watch it
No,
alone.
It's good.
Number five, Home Alone.
Yay, Home Alone.
Not bad.
It's, you know, that's just... it's.
Not bad.
Yeah, when he's looking in the mirror, using the brush for a microphone, and he's saying, that's fun.
And that's the one, Mom. That's the silver donut.
Okay. Was it? God, all these ads. Number four. Three.
No, number four.
Four. We're at four.
Oh, there it is. All the ads are covering the screen. White Christmas.
Good traditional one.
White Christmas, okay.
It also
Danny
featured
Kay, yeah.
a Bing new Crosby. Version of the song Me Crosby and Holiday and blah, 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 blah. Okay, number three, sorry. A Christmas Story.
You'll shoot
on TBS
your
all day.
Eye out. You'll shoot your eye out.
I double dog dare ya.
I triple
Ralphie.
Dog.
Oh, Ralphie. Yeah.
That was the best scene.
Mm-hmm.
So good. That was just so good.
Oh, ooh, Kate dated the brother in that.
Oh, really?
My girl, yes, when she was young. Yes, she, she dated the little brother.
Right.
He wore that same little jumpsuit, too, that he falls over in.
Really? Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, number two.
Talk about role play.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes, you got
really?
To.
My
you
favorite
to. Randy
scene.
Randy Quaid.
My favorite scene in that is when Dan Aykroyd. Oh, no, not Dan Aykroyd.
Chevy Chase,
is up in the attic. He gets locked up in there. And he finds the old films
projector
does other projector.
That's the time I go to the bathroom and get snacks.
Oh. Well, see, to me, it's the song that Ray Charles sings in the background it just gets me.
For me, it's when the wife pulls the door down. He
at
crashes
the end of
through
it.
It.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's
end of
hilarious
it.
In that. Beverly D'Angelo, classic.
She's so good.
And
all right.
Number one, It's a Wonderful Life.
There you go, Steve's.
All right.
So you got number one.
And?
Numero uno, as Zach would say.
Yeah. I like to point out, because I'm disappointed, that Nightmare Before Christmas made number 11. I think that should have been a little more in there.
Yeah.
Well, nobody mentioned Holiday Inn, which had a really strong Christmas section to it.
Holiday very Inn. True. Very true. So.
What about Batman Returns?
Well, there we go.
Hey, you know what? No, she's right. That technically is a Christmas movie.
I know,
that's more of a Christmas movie.
Well, so right?
Why do you think everybody talks about Die Hard being a Christmas movie, too?
Yeah, I know. I'm just sick of my dad. That's my dad's favorite. I'm burnt out.
But the question is Die Hard 2 also a Christmas movie?
Well,
Die Hard 2 was
just
during
because
Christmas?
Just
it was.
It was?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It just happens to be in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, because she's trying to land in Dulles Airport during the snow.
Well, I'll be. So.
Let it snow, let it
more
snow.
More you know.
All right. Well, you know what? We've got another thing for you guys.
Yay! Hello, and welcome to another episode of Historical Inaccuracies. This is the show that takes a look at history and examines to find the real truths behind the stories. Today's episode, The First Christmas. Oh, it's lovely. Jesus Christ, our Lord, was born in a small manger in the small town of Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. Soon after his birth, three wise men came bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, obviously, we all know what gold is, but we were always led to believe that frankincense and myrrh were rare spices. Only in the last few years it has been discovered that frankincense and myrrh were neither spices nor herbs. But in fact, they are not even things. They were actually, brace yourselves, people. We here at Historical Inaccuracies, through our own research, have found that frankincense and myrrh were actually the first vaudeville act, and the three wise men brought them to Bethlehem so that they could entertain Le Bebe Jesus.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please help us welcome to the manager. The manger.
Manager.
Manager.
Manager. Manger. The two hardest working shepherds in the show business, frankincense and myrrh.
Well, I'm frankincense.
And I'm myrrh.
And it would really please us to do a show for Jesus. Hey, everybody, you know, it's really great to be here. You know, I just came in from Mesopotamia, and boy, is my ass tired.
Gee, hope we're not late. Wait, what time is it?
Oh, about a half past.
A half past what?
A.D.
Hey, do you have any married people here in the stable tonight? Oh, hey, well, congrats to the two of you.
Whoa, is that your son? Wow. I guess we should all thank God he looks more like his father. God knows I kid. Hey, myrrh.
Yes, frankincense.
Why don't Baptists have sex standing up?
I don't know. Why?
Because it might lead to dancing.
Hey, frankincense.
Yeah, myrrh. I'm waiting for that donkey to shut up.
I lost my place. Oh, why? Here we go. Frankincense, why did the Roman cross the road?
Well, I don't know. Why did the Roman cross the road?
Because they are the only society that know how to build one.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Mer.
What's up, frankincense?
Did you hear about the dyslexic Satanist?
No, what did he do?
He sold his soul to Santa.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm frankincense.
And I'm myrrh.
And it would really please us to do a show for Jesus.
Hey, frankincense. Wait for this music.
That was the wrong one. Let's try that again.
Try it again.
There we go.
This is going fantastic. I love
going
it.
Great. Hey, frankincense.
What's up, Myrrh?
What's the worst thing about being an atheist?
I don't know. What?
Nothing.
No one to talk to when you hit your thumb with a hammer.
Hey, Myrrh.
Yeah, frankincense.
You know, I didn't go to church today.
Really? What did you do then?
Oh, instead I just stayed home and listened to R.E.M. I guess I'm losing my religion.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to take a bathroom break.
Hey, frankincense.
Yeah, myrrh.
What's the difference between a Catholic wife and a Jewish wife?
I don't know. What is the difference, myrrh?
A Catholic wife has real orgasms, but the jewelry is fake.
That's all the time we have, folks.
Yes, because we're all out of jokes. Thank God.
And don't forget, folks, we'll be at Pontius Pilate's until the new year, and then we'll be at Caesar's through February. Until next time, folks, I'm frankincense.
And I'm myrrh.
And it would really please us
to do a show for Jesus.
Say goodnight, myrrh.
Goodnight, myrrh.
I see why no one's heard of them.
Yeah, I was right on top of that timing, wasn't I?
My goodness.
So was Zach.
My bad.
That really didn't go down in history, did it?
It went down. That's for damn sure.
So we here at Historical Inaccuracies, we had to dig up the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
The truth.
The truth. The real truth.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, we got one more thing for you. Which is the reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. And, of course, this was a big deal with Mark and Brian. So many wonderful and awesome actors did this throughout the years. Bob Hope, Burgess Meredith, Dick Van Dyke, Betty White, Mel Brooks. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on for this. So we like to replay that for you right now. Here's a compilation of number of wonderful actors through the years doing Twas the Night Before Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even my agent. No? Not even the mouse, huh?
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were resting, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
When what to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand, I was turning around. Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in fake fur from his head to his foot. And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain ere he drove out of sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Ah, the legends of Hollywood.
That was cool.
White.
White. Betty
I just
White.
Like that you say
quite
the
legends.
White.
White. Yeah.
Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Cool whip.
You love that cool H. Whip.
That sounds good, Brad.
Thank you very much. Well, shall we play the game?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the game that's making Don Pardo roll over in his grave. Quiz me, quiz you.
I like that. That was good.
Wow.
That was actually funny. I like that one.
I ad-libbed.
Steve has jokes.
Question number one. Okay, now we're doing Christmas songs this week.
Oh.
Actually,
That's not a good way to start.
Yeah, it's not a good way.
Zach with the quiz. No, we're waiting. Here we
give me just a moment. I think I have a little mix-up here. I have the wrong thing selected.
All right, no worries, bud.
Steve whistles.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve. Just keep whistling.
Face. Are you breathing out? Are you blowing air?
Both.
It's a, are we going to keep this going to edit it out? This little.
I'll tell you what. We'll do Christmas songs next week because something I selected the wrong thing.
Let's do it. Let's do another quiz.
But we'll just keep going with the Christmas tradition. All right. Question number one. Who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life?
Steve.
Oh, my God.
That is incorrect.
You had it. It was right there.
I believe Sean was second.
Oh my God!
You had a 70 moment.
I just had a seizure. What 70 moment? I had a seizure.
You were so excited to say
Holy
it, and your brain like misfired.
Yeah, you know,
you want to see?
Come on. Joy, Zuzu's petals.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
You guys may laugh.
This is a great start.
But it's real.
Sean, you were second.
Good
now
Lord.
Sean can't stop laughing. And I don't know the answer to this one. So someone quick,
God.
Tell us on Facebook or Instagram. Hurry.
Yeah,
Tweet us. We need the answer.
Yeah, we know.
If you don't answer it, I'm going to Google it.
We just can't say it at the moment for some reason.
Everyone had a brain fart.
Your host has all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Jesus. So who is it, Zach?
Yeah, maybe we give up on this one.
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, my God.
That's
about the biggest brain. I've never had a brain fart that large.
You literally.
There's a big pot in here, dude.
Wow. We need to open a window.
We need a camera in here when this happens.
Oh, my.
That was so good.
Question numero dos.
All right, here we go. Let's calm down. Calm down.
All right.
Calm down.
Sean.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, I thought you had it.
Per a recent holiday fad, what spy hides around the house reporting back?
Steve.
Sean.
Jimmy Stewart.
Amber.
Elf
Amber.
On a shelf.
Oh, damn it.
And Steve has redeemed himself.
I almost said shelf on an elf. I went,
same difference. Same
reverse
difference.
That.
My kids hated the elf on the shelf.
So. I've never seen
it.
And back to question three. One of Santa's reindeer shares a name with a famous symbol of Valentine's Day.
Sean. Cupid.
That is correct.
Pretty good.
And we're on number four. Now to make them a little more difficult. Hopefully.
More difficult than
actually,
Jimmy Stewart?
This is a person. And the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
Who played Scrooge?
Oh, Sean, Michael Caine.
That is correct, and I hit the...
We just saw the picture. We just had that.
Yeah, I know. Question number five.
I thought it would be too simple.
According to legend, what holiday goodies were shaped to resemble a shepherd's staff as a way to remind...
Sean.
Amber.
Candy cane.
Good job, aww. Amber.
And finally, I got one.
Yay. She's straining over here. You can see it physically in her face.
My brain.
Like, question number six. All right. In A Christmas Story, what was the name of the next door neighbors whose dogs ate the Christmas turkey?
Oh God.
Now I can play it.
Here we go. Oh, come on, you guys.
That I don't remember.
It's just their last names. It's the...
Starts with a B and it ends with rhyming the word ass.
Oh, I don't...
What happens when you... into someone?
When you
Bumpus,
what?
Bumpus?
When you,
Bumpkiss?
That is correct.
Bumpkiss?
The bump asses.
The bumpuses.
Bumpuses? Bumpuses.
Bumpus? Not bumpkiss?
Wow.
Bumpus.
Yes. Bumpus?
Yeah, that one's a little far-fetched. Question number seven.
Thank you for the hints.
You're welcome.
I think we did just shoot our eye.
All right.
We shot something out.
I had one.
And it wasn't good.
I had one.
Or maybe it was.
No.
Speak
you
for yourself.
You have to turn it filthy. You have to turn it. You guys are terrible. Okay,
and
Zach.
Yet you're smiling.
Well, it's the tea.
Steve, are you Steving over there?
I'm Steving.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Okay. Name the animatronic cassette playing teddy bear.
Sean. Teddy Ruxpin.
Son of a bitch, that
teddy
is correct.
Ruxpin.
I knew that too.
Ruxpin.
He gave me the credit.
You said Rup.
Question number eight.
Bumpuses.
In the TV special How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
A TV special.
What three words best describes the Grinch?
Amber.
Oh.
Stink, stank, stunk.
That is right.
Woo!
I lost
nice
count.
Pull.
Two.
Whoa.
Cranking it out
Question
here,
number
people.
Nueve.
Who is using his classic education?
I was going to say, is that correct?
My classic education.
Yes. Nueve.
All right. God. In what modern day country was St. Nicholas supposedly born?
Sean. Ireland.
St. Nicholas.
Was it Ireland?
No.
Amber. Russia.
No.
Steve. Austria.
Steve.
Poland.
Netherlands.
Nope.
Denmark. Just keep hitting the buzzer.
Oh.
Where was he born?
I'll give you a clue that's going to give it away. Everyone get ready. Hold on to your seat. We had it for dinner on Thanksgiving.
Sean.
Turkey.
Yes.
Almost said ham.
Question number 10.
The country of ham.
All right. Ham.
I have always known this, but let's see if you guys do. What holiday movie sequel includes a cameo by President Donald Trump?
Oh, Amber.
Sean.
Shh. God damn it.
Sean.
Who got it first?
I know. Home Alone.
Two. Oh, you said two. Sorry, you took too long, but yes, that is correct.
That's hilarious.
Sorry. You gotta be a little quicker on that too, bud.
Home Alone dos.
I'm enjoying this.
Okay. Want me crank it?
Where's your first words?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Ah, so good.
Jack Frost nipping your nose.
It is.
All right, guys, you got only a week left or so of or a week and a half left for shopping.
Yeah. Well, you got a little time.
So
you got a little time to click that Amazon banner on our website.
That's how I'm doing my shopping, and it's easy. It's gonna be easy. I'm clicking everything on the list and then buying all at once.
Bing, bing, boom, done.
And there goes my credit card. So.
Yep.
There you go.
Stink, stank, stunk.
Exactly. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose, Twitter and Instagram. Follow us on at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You can follow me, Steve, at Silva Lining 69 on Twitter. And Facebook is just plain Steve Silva. They
know that. He needs friends. Be his friend.
We're so lucky that everyone sticks along with us. I mean, I'm hoping that they did. They did.
Now it's over with.
We might have stink, stank, stunk, you know? But thank you, guys. And if you want to find me on Instagram or Facebook, I am my name, Amber Ash McCary. That's simple.
And if you want to see my new mustache on my finger,
I'm at
Zombie Mel Gibson at Twitter and Instagram.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, of course, I made it easy for everybody. It's simply Sean Roberts, HC. All right, guys. Well, you know what? Go out there. It's going to be a nice day.
It's going to be cool.
It's a little overcast right now, though.
It's beautiful.
I'm hungry.
It's holiday weather in Southern California.
It is holiday weather.
This is our holiday weather.
And tonight we get to celebrate it with my family because we got the annual
big party.
Christmas party. It's going to be great. We're doing a white elephant party. So. Okay,
is everybody listening invited?
Your gifts.
Stop on by. Swing by my mom's house.
I got a question, though.
Yeah, we'll be there. What's up?
Do we eat before or do we eat there?
We eat there.
That's a good question.
We eat there.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we eat there.
Yeah, we need to talk about if we want to take something as well.
Don't have to. Just show up, people.
Our white elephant gifts. So white elephants.
Don't forget white elephant gifts for each person that shows up.
Yes. So.
Oh, Mike and Kay. Yay.
Yeah, Mike and Kay, absolutely.
Everybody come. Yay.
Yeah. So anyway, go out, have a beautiful weekend, guys. Do all your Christmas shopping on Amazon. Very important. That way we stay on the air. And until then, we will see you guys next week. So be good to each other.
Bye.
Goodbye, world.
To
you. Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.